Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success. Welcome everyone to our newest episode. I'm thrilled that you're here and I'm excited to introduce you to Kristen Duranci. Her company is Business by God's Design and she is a business and mindset coach. So we're going to learn all about Kristen today. So thanks for joining me today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to add value to your audience.
Yeah, I love that. So tell us a little bit about how you became a business and mindset coach. Kind of what was your journey to where you are now?
Journey started over, goodness, 15, 20 years ago, I think, when I was bit by the entrepreneurial bug in my network marketing company. I did what I was told to do as a young child. I went to school, I got good grades, told to go to college, even though fourth generation farmer, I really didn't want to. I was first generation to go to college, kind of shoved out the door and say, yep, you're going to do that. You're going to get a good job that pays the bills and be a good member of society. So fast forward, I was at a 9-to-5 that was draining me, that was leaving me unfulfilled. My relationships were suffering. And I just was questioning, like, what is going on, Lord? I did what I was supposed to do. I have success based off the world's view of success. Insert this network marketing company where I realized that people weren't living this 9-to-5 grind. They were being successful in this network marketing company or what they were called to do and creating significant wealth so that they could have time freedom, family freedom. So I knew that there was more to life than just getting up, feeling like a robot, being lost in being a mom, a stepmama, a wife, and that 9-to-5 draining career. So I just kind of really tapped in and started personal development and asking the Lord, hey, I thought there would be so much more to life than this. What's going on here? And looking back, I call it that Holy Spirit prompting where something shifted. I was being prepared for a shift. And I saw that this online space was creating this knowledge-based industry. I ran into Tony Robbins and he was talking about this knowledge-based industry where people are extracting their, what I like to call their God-given genius zone and creating something from it. I'm like, ooh, that excites me because I always love to pour into women and help them step into their leadership capabilities. That's what I loved in my network marketing company and I was good at it, to help them get over themselves, get over that mindset and become the leader that I knew that they could be. So I was like, there's something to this. And if I am a woman sitting at my 9-to-5, being drained, staring at this computer, there's other women out there that feel the same way. So fast forward, I hired a coach, I started my own business, and then I was like, well, I'm going to help other Christian women start their own businesses because I didn't see a lot of that in the online space. And my core value is my faith. My faith is so important to me. So I knew that that's something I wanted to tap into and help those other women that felt that same way to tap into what God is calling them to do and help those that they're called to serve extract a God-given, their God-given genius zone, something that they're great at, so they could be doing what they enjoyed or be home raising their warriors for the kingdom instead of being at a 9-to-5 that was draining them. So long story short, that's how I got to where I am today. And after having a surprise little blessing in 2021, really put the blinders on with my business and said, all right, if this is going to take off and I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do, it needs to happen now because I'm not returning to work and having someone else raise him. So by the grace of God, turned my resignation in and the rest is history. And here I am today.
I love that. That's so inspirational for people who, you know, there are people out there who love their 9-to-5 and that's awesome. But there are people who were like you, and I was like you somewhat, you know, just unfulfilled and not feeling like I was in the right place. And, you know, it's very disheartening. And it kind of just, like you said, starts to affect everything around you when you're just feeling miserable and not like you're, I don't know, contributing to the world in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, we don't know what we don't know at 18 and 19. And we just choose something because of what the world says or what our parents said at no fault of their own. But by the time that we extract what we're created for and what excites us here on this side of heaven, we're kind of stuck at that 9 to 5. And don't get me wrong, I was blessed to have it. I considered it a blessing because it funded my business at the time.
Yeah. And I love that you hired a coach because we always talk about this podcast is actually by coaches for coaches because we, being coaches, understand the value of that. And I think that was so smart because a lot of people will try it on their own and there's so much to learn and it can take a long time. So I think that was really smart. How did you find your coach? Just out of curiosity.
Well, I started connecting with women that I saw in the online space when they were speaking at virtual events. That's part of the breadcrumbs that lead me to where I am today and how I help the women that I'm called to serve. But I came across these virtual events and summits at that time where they were showing up and speaking. And I started resonating with this one lady that was talking about making an impact and things like that. And I didn't know she was a believer at the time, but through her words, it was just resonating with me and in my spirit. And so I followed her. I went to one of her boot camps or her challenges that she had, and then she made an offer. And I'm like, yeah, this is for me. And yeah, that's how I kind of came across her and hired her because, like you said, I knew I didn't want to do it on my own because I didn't know anything. I didn't go to school to be a marketer or a salesperson or in business. I went into accounting and I knew I needed someone to help me in order to get to where I wanted to be a whole lot quicker.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So are you still doing your network marketing or are you just 100% business and mindset coach?
Nope, 100% business and mindset coach.
Love that. So you talked a little bit about who you work with. It sounded like mainly women, obviously faith-based women. And are they typically thinking about starting a business or have they taken the first steps? Are they, 5 years into their business or any of the above?
Yeah, well, really any of the above. However, I really focus on helping those Christian women who know that they're called to the online business space. So they already know that they have that inner desire and they have been struggling for a while. I like to call it they've been duct taping it together with the worldly strategies and all of those freebies filling up their inbox, trying to piece together that next step. So the woman that knows she's called, but she's been struggling for a while. So that's really who I focus on. Maybe they've even tried to launch a few times, but launched to crickets and they don't really have a lead generation strategy because once again, they're duct taping it together. They didn't start with the end in mind, the problem that they're called to solve for their ideal client, and then reverse engineer everything else.
Yeah, there's actually a business called duct tape marketing, which I'm sure you've come across. Oh, you
No, I
haven't? Oh,
haven't.
okay. Yeah, you'll have to look up John
That's
Pence, I
funny.
think is his name. And it's funny, we used to use that analogy when we talked about we actually have a software program that we use and it incorporates everything, email marketing funnels and sales pipelines and all of that, because we used to duct tape it all together and hope that they connected. So I just love that analogy because it's so visual and it's so true. So when you say online businesses, are you talking about more like service-based businesses versus e-commerce?
Yes, more service-based businesses where that they either have a hobby that they love, like I always use gardening, for example, something that they're good at or a hobby that they love, that we can extract that and create a program around to help someone else learn the thing that you know, or you have gotten over a problem in your life. So, for example, years ago, I met someone who their husband passed away unexpectedly, and she was a widow success coach. So, you've had a problem, and you've overcome that problem, and you can now take a look back and see the framework that you used to overcome that problem that we can extract and create a business around.
Yeah, I love that. It's funny you're talking about gardening because my son goes to an art school and one of the student who kids who was a student there has now made a profession out of styling indoor plants in her home. And I was like, who would have ever thought? He wrote a book and he had a think he had a show on like HGTV, and you just never know what you can turn in from, a hobby or something that you love to do into, a full-fledged profitable business.
Exactly. Ah, that's amazing.
Yeah, another one they were talking about was a woman who loved crafting, and I can't remember what kind of crafting, but she just started teaching, on a YouTube channel and showing people how to do it, and then eventually started charging for it, and now makes has a six-figure business doing what she loves and teaching other people how to do it. It's so fabulous.
Yeah, it is. In this day and age, it's just something that can happen quickly as well. When you find an area of the market, a niche or a sub-niche that has a problem, there's always someone looking for a solution to that problem. And most of the time, we have that solution.
I love that. So I've heard you mention you have a smart lead generation method. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so my smart lead gen method is a framework I developed back in 2022. So, like I mentioned, in 2021, I found out I was having a little surprise blessing, and I asked the Lord, like, I don't want to, in my maternity leave, I said, I don't want to return back to that 9 to 5. Originally, I had planned to. I was working my business at the time, had some clients, had some income coming in. But when I was holding him in my arms, like, nope, I'm not returning back to work, even though I was the quote unquote breadwinner of the family and had a great job, great benefits. I heard the Lord say, I will provide. So I asked my husband, and he's like, no, you shouldn't have to. And thank the Lord, we were in a position where we could. So I did, and I started going in full time on the business while raising him a couple months in. And I slowly saw like the bank account starting to dwindle. Like, that's not how it's supposed to happen, Lord. It's supposed to be going up, isn't it? And I thought, well, you know what? I've been speaking at these virtual events and these summits, and I've been getting leads coming in, but not as fast as what I wanted to. So I was like, hey, there's something to this. I'm gonna host my own. So I took what I didn't like and I made my own virtual event, and that catapulted my email list. Grew my email list by 656 women of my specific ideal client, those that wanted what I had to offer, and put a cash injection of 4K in my business even before the summit went live. And then after the event, there was so much momentum and excitement. I was like, how can I capitalize on this? So I decided to just open doors and say, hey, I'm taking some one-on-one clients. So that was in August of 2022, and that's had my one-on-one roster sold out. All the way August, September, October, November, all the way to the end of the year, which in the next year led me to opening my membership, which then led me to where I am today with my group coaching. So I took a look back, a step back, and saw, like, hey, there's something to this. We're being a slave to social media. We're showing up, we're posting, and in 10 seconds, our posts are gone. And I knew that I didn't want to be a slave to social media, trying to raise him, trying to grow a business as well. So when I saw how quickly my return on time was invested in putting together this virtual event, I created my Summits with Impact program and coined that smart lead gen method, because it was a smart way to grow your email list, get your lead generation going with your ideal clients, and then capitalize on the momentum that the business space loves, and we love too, because it excites us and keeps us moving forward. Capitalize on that and merge into a post-event launch conversion plan. Hence the smart lead gen method that allows people to have sold out beta founding member programs or their next sold out launch and program.
I love that. I love that. It's getting all the right people together, isn't it? And then
Yeah.
speaking in front of them, being the expert, who's on the stage, so to speak, and sharing great information with them. I love that. Do you have a couple of clients that you've helped through this process that you might want to share their
Oh.
story with us?
Oh, yes. So, quite a few clients and a few currently that are hosting virtual events, but I love helping them pick a lead generation strategy that fits who their business is, and who their ideal clients are, because we're not building cookie cutter businesses. Our lead generation strategies shouldn't be cookie cutter either, but I love to help tailor their virtual event or summit or their bundle event that they put together to fit them. And a lot of success that they do have is this one surprising to themselves, but she grew her email list by 94% after her first bundle, which allowed her to have three, and this may seem like a small number to some of the women listening or the coaches and mentors listening, but after her bundle that she put together, she had three people that she could work with one-on-one as beta founding members that helped her create her program. And after that, she relaunched it and had a successful high six-figure launch just from implementing the strategy, having people to work with to establish her program, and then relaunching that. And then Stacy, who went through the Summits with Impact program, grew her email list by almost one. Oh my gosh, it was significantly. She started with three people, and two of them were the same people. So actually, she only really started with one person on her email list. And she hosted a virtual event. So, right then and there, that takes away that thought, or hey, I can't do this if I don't have an email list yet or an audience yet. Yes, you can, because it's the way that you're going to grow it. So she actually started with one person on her, well, two people on her email list, and her virtual event grew her email list almost 954 women, and then she opened up doors to her membership after that. So yeah, it's just a great strategy to use because, like you were mentioning, it sets you apart as the authority in the online space in your market. It takes a quote unquote, I guess you could say, no-namer like you if you're just getting started, or if you have been struggling to get out there in the online space and establish yourself as an expert because through trust and authority osmosis, because the people that are showing up already know, like, and trust the guest speaker or collaborator that's inviting them. So through that authority and trust osmosis, that rubs off on you.
I love that. So, just out of curiosity, the details, are the summits that they're inviting people to, are they free or are they paid?
Everything that I do, and I leave it up to my client, but I do highly recommend that everything that they do is free with a VIP all access pass upgrade for those that are interested in upgrading. And we structure those in a lot of different ways, where they can have free access for a year for the recordings, or they get the audio recordings, plus they get a lot of expert guest bonuses that get attached to that VIP package. And there's so many different ways that you can structure it as well, having an implementation day that they can attend and things like that. But I
Yeah.
like free because it's just a way to get people into your world. I would hate to have someone that wanted to learn from these amazing speakers and couldn't attend because of the finances, and not be able to invest just to hear expert wisdom.
Oh yeah, we're big fans of free lead magnets because, like you said, it's like one step closer to you, and they kind of get to know you and how you speak or how you present something, so they can kind of get a feel for, do I want to invest a little bit more time into this person? Or, is this person speaking my language? So no,
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
big fans of the free. And then, selling something on the back end, I think is genius because now they have had some experience with you. They do understand more about your knowledge and they do can determine whether, this is the person for me. This is the person to help me get to the next step. So I love that.
Exactly.
So if our
Yeah,
audience is
exactly.
thinking about this, they're thinking, maybe a summit, because again, you've got some great stories about building those email lists and they're so valuable. We are big fans. So if our audience is thinking, that might be something that I want to do, obviously we'll encourage them to reach out to you, but what could be one step that they might take in that direction to see if that might be right for them?
Yeah, so if you are interested in a collaboration strategy such as a summit, no matter what stage of your business, it's going to be a great tool to bring more people into your realm of influence. And once you put together the event, you have an asset that's repeatable. You can start to merge into your yearly calendar to create small summits, larger ones, whatever you would like to do. But the first thing that you can kind of take a step back and look at is knowing that it takes roughly to put together a well-positioned, strong event that's going to be successful anywhere between 90 to 120 days. So the first thing that I would have you do is take a look at your calendar and think of, okay, if I start now on this, what is something 90 to 120 days out, and put the date of your event on the calendar? And then what is the goal of your event? Is it lead generation? Is it just to get some cash injection into your pocket? Most of the time it's lead generation, but we focus on what is that end goal? And then what are you going to do post-event? That's part of that duct taping together strategy that we don't want to do. We don't want to wait until the event's done and then go, now what? I have all these people that are interested, but I don't know what to do with them. So what are you going to do post-event? Do you have a offer that you've already validated, that you've made money, that you're just going to merge them into your launch conversion or sales conversion plan? Or do we have to take a step back and map out what your offer looks like so you can launch a beta founding member program? So that would be the first thing. Get it on the calendar, and then what are you going to do post summit, and get that event on the calendar as well. And then we take a look at, you're going to want to take a look at, what is that topic, the theme and tagline of your event that is going to be positioned strong, meaning when someone reads it, they know exactly what it is, who it's going to be for, and if it's an easy yes or no for them. You don't want your speakers that you reach out to and pitch, and you don't want their attendees that get invited to go, huh, I don't really understand what this is for. Is this for me? So you want to make sure that it's positioned strong, and we go deep in on a specific topic or theme. And there's a story arch, a transformation, if you will, that the attendees are going to get from it, whether or not they choose to take that next step with you.
Yeah, I love that. I love making sure that you're thinking of the end as well as the beginning, because, a lot of people will go, oh my gosh, yeah, I want to work with this person. What's next? And that's the time when you want to offer something to them. Here's what's next, when they're excited and they're ready to take that next step with you. That's so smart. So remind everyone again who your ideal client is.
So I work with Christian women who know that they are called to the online business space. You have a God-given dream, a desire, an idea to bring forth the knowledge, a hobby that you love, and create something around that so that you can make impact and income here on this side of heaven. And you're either just getting started and you need to clarify your kingdom calling, or you've been struggling for a while. Like I said, duct taping it together with bits and pieces of those freebies and those strategies that are filling up your inbox.
Perfect. So, Kristen, if people are saying, aha, I think she is the person for me. I love what she's saying. I believe in what she's saying. What is the best way for them to reach out to you?
And if you are interested in learning about how you can, what I like to call, grow without the scroll and stop being a slave to social media, and more about that smart lead gen strategy, you can grab the Grow Without the Scroll private podcast. It's an exclusive private podcast for Christian women in online business who are ready to ditch that social media hamster wheel and finally have a sustainable business growth plan. And I walk you through my 7-step faith-filled framework that will help you ditch the social media grind.
I love that. I love that you have a private podcast for people who are ready to take that next step. So excellent. So Kristen, last question for you is what I ask all my guests. If you could provide one tip to make the world a better place, what would that be?
Oh, that's such a great question. I would say never stop believing in your calling and your dream. If you have a dream to create something from your God-given genius zone, it's there because the Lord put it there. Not everyone's going to have that dream, and not everyone's going to have that same dream. And you will find that people don't understand that are around you, your significant other, your spouse, your family. So know that if it's there, God put it there, and it's something that you can bring to life, and trust that.
Oh, I love that. That's such an inspiration, Kristen. Thank you for joining me today. This has been such a pleasure and so informative. I'm excited for all the people who are going to take the next step with you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.